This is Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan. And this is one of our volunteers, Alyssa Kapnick, with her favorite teacher memory.
I had this teacher in 11th and 12th grade. Her name was Miss Crawford. And she really cared about writing. It mattered a lot to her that you were a good writer. And my favorite part of the class was we read Sound and the Fury. And she went through it with us page by page. So you were supposed to read it at home, but then we would come in every day to class and she would literally comb through every sentence with us. And that book is the most marked up book I have, and I will never get rid of it. And it made me want to study English, which I went on to do in college.
Alyssa remembers that first book she fell in love with. Do you remember yours or your first art project? Do you remember the feeling of creating an object with clay or compiling a collage? In classrooms across Oakland, teachers and students are working together to keep art in the classroom. Reporter Alexandra Shepherd takes us to an arts program at Oakland High School that manages to continue inspiring and supporting young people.
Okay. Once you have your bus pass for me, go with Mr. Spinka. Okay, and we'll start getting you on the buses.
It's a recent Friday, and a group of 10th graders from Oakland High School are preparing to start their weekend with a field trip to the Oakland Museum of California. This mob of loud and animated students crams into the bus. When we reach our destination, the kids rush off the bus and dash up the steps to the museum.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hi.
Welcome to the Oakland Museum of California.
We tour the exhibit that celebrates Dia de los Muertos, and then find ourselves exploring a show about 1968, that tumultuous year in American history. Some of the artwork resonates with students and makes them think about their own community, like when Irene Benchat sees an altar.
The Brett Cook one about little Bobby Hutton and the quote. We want land, bread, housing, education, clothing, justice, and peace.
Bobby Hutton was killed by Oakland police at the age of 18. He was one of the first members of the Black Panther Party. This altar is dedicated to him.
It shows how the community can work together and put a beautiful art piece like this together.
Student Ashley Gaines was impressed by the stories in the 1968 exhibit.
Because it had a lot of places where I could learn more and experience what they was going through.
Learning. That is what this program is all about, and this field trip provides an example of an alternative way of educating students.
I think what we have to offer is that students are able to learn through other modes, you know, in art class.
That's Daniel Spinka, the co-director of Oakland High School's Visual Arts and Academic Magnet Program, or VAMP.
Kids need an outlet, you know, a visual outlet or a hands-on outlet, and, you know, that's kind of where I come from as a teacher. You know, I'm really about what it's like for the classroom dynamic and what the environment brings to the student while they're in here in order to create that enrichment for their education.
Spinka wants students to feel capable of success.
I want my kids to walk away knowing they can succeed, knowing that even if they're that kid that dropped out, or even if they had a low GPA or whatever it might be, that they have the tools to succeed.
Students call themselves Vampers.
My name is Alex Bojorge.
My name is Carifer Rodriguez.
My name is Yesenia Garcia.
You really get to express your feelings in art, and even if you can't draw, like I can't really draw, they're not going to be like, oh, you can't draw, get out of VAMP. That's why you're there to learn.
VAMP is not only about art, but it's also because of education, and the more you learn in VAMP, you know, the better your education is going to be.
I really love how you get to express yourself, you know, use art and implement it into your studies, and like, you know, if you need help on something, they'll come over and they'll help you out.
I want to show people how creative-minded I am, show people how I can change a lot of their minds with my hands.
I struggled a lot at home, so I started putting myself into artwork, and I really enjoy painting, so I got really focused into that.
Despite the passion art fuels, Teacher Spinka says funding is in short supply.
Our department hasn't received any funds for supplies in over 3 years. And that's hard. You know, you can only scrap up as much as possible before you have your basic needs that need to be met. So, you know, it definitely gets challenging.
You can see some of those challenges on this field trip. There were no big yellow buses waiting to drive us to the museum today. Instead, the students, instructors, and I had to walk down the block to the AC transit stop and get on the number 18 bus. Art programs are being cut across California, and they are often the first thing to go when budgets get tight. But by talking to students, I've seen that this curriculum clearly has a powerful impact on these teens. But despite the cuts, creative teachers like Daniel Spinka will continue to find ways to give kids an art education. For Cross Currents, I'm Alexandra Shepherd.